station promise outstanding content, but when it's time to deliver, they fall flat on their ridiculous faces. Enter LA Talk Radio, a cool, irreverent, and entertaining talk station that delivers totally original content without any commercials. Log on to latalkradio.com and get involved with the best talk radio station on the internet. LA Talk Radio, we say what we want.
The morning show that's on your side. But then again, so is appendicitis.
Get ready for the most popular morning show anywhere on the internet. You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Mia right here on LA Talk Radio. If you'd like to take part in the show today, give us a call at 323-203-0815. And now your program hosts, Sam and Mia.
Good morning and welcome to Wednesday, October 23rd. God, I sound different today.
It does. It's always sound different, too.
Yeah,
it's a little bit... I don't know. We need to fix something there.
No. There's nothing to fix. It's our new equipment and stuff. We'll just have to get used to it.
Oh, it's supposed to sound like that?
Yeah. Like what?
Oh, okay.
It's just different, you know?
Yeah, I guess so. I feel like I almost need to, like, back up. Like, I feel like...
You feel it's too close now?
Yeah. Okay. Sorry, guys. Just bear with us. This is, like, our newest sound check and equipment. So,
yeah.
I don't know. What do you think? I don't know. What do you think? I don't know.
I don't know. We'll have to find out.
Check. 1, 2, 1, 2.
Yeah. It's going to take some tweaking, you know, to do all this and everything. But I think we'll be fine here. I'm just adjusting as we go along, you know.
All right. But, sounds good.
Yeah. You never know how it works until you actually start using it, you know.
Yeah. It'll take some getting used to.
Yeah.
It looks cool. It looks very...
It looks very cool, huh?
Very high-tech.
Yeah.
But it looks...
It is.
Yeah, it's actually, like, smaller in size.
Yeah. For those of you who don't know what we're talking about, we have the console here, the mixer, and we upgraded what we have here since we are very professional. And hold on. There's a phone call here. Is that, you think your guest is calling this early?
This early? I don't think so, but we could try.
Okay, let's see who that is. Good morning, you're on the air. Go ahead. Hello? Wrong number, of course.
Hello?
Wrong number. Obviously, they don't want to talk.
I thought it was going to be someone being like, this sound thing is so screwed up. You guys sound like you're in a, you know, glass box or something. It's all echoey.
Relax,
or something.
We sound great. It's just it's a fuller sound, you know. I mean, mm-hmm. you can feel like it's, I don't know. We'll see.
There's so many fancy buttons and stuff.
I know, buttons and faders and displays and everything. I know.
Yeah, it's like, what is everything?
Well, maybe we'll let you drive sometime, huh?
Heck yeah.
You
want to,
like, drive one time?
I do want to drive one time.
Okay, so
maybe
we'll have you here.
Maybe more than once.
Yeah, okay. So I'll have you here. I'll train you on the board, and then you can run it.
Yay, that'd be so cool.
I'll just sit back there and relax. And
yeah.
With your iPad.
The Mia driving show.
So, this is fun. I mean, for me, it's like a new toy, you know. So.
Oh, for sure. I know. This is, like, right up your alley. You're so techie and...
I know, aren't I, though? I mean, I'm so geeky sometimes.
I mean, you go to, like, computer conventions, for God's sakes.
Oh, shut up.
I mean, this is, like, you know, excitement for you. Like,
no, it is. I mean, these are
new
the toys.
New car, a new stereo system.
Exactly. That's what guys like, you know. Those are our toys.
Yeah. And that's what I like, too, a new car and a new sound system. But I just don't understand the fundamentals of it.
Yeah. Well, you know, I don't that's the thing about technology. I mean, just like a car, you don't need to know how it works in order to use it. But sometimes there's just things that, you know, pick your curiosity and you want to know how the hell does this work.
Yeah.
So then I started building computers for, like, friends and stuff, you know, because I just enjoyed putting it together in 20 minutes, you know. Can you imagine putting together a computer in 20 minutes?
No, I could not.
But now hardly anybody uses those desktop computers anymore, and you can't really build a laptop.
Right.
Yeah, so...
I would be like, you know that... Have you ever seen the movie Zoolander?
No, I've never seen it.
Okay, well, there's this part in the movie that, you know, they're trying to, like, kind of catch the bad guy and get some dirt on him. So they're in his office, you know, the two male model guys. Mm-hmm. And the girl kind of on the other end is like, okay, you have to get the files. You know, they're really, you know, they're really important because all the information's on the files.
Right.
And he's like, okay, well, where can I find them? They're looking in the drawers, the desk. Where are the files? She goes, well, they should be in the computer. And then they both look at the computer and they're like, in the computer? And then they just start like smacking at it while they're playing music of like Planet of the Apes. And they're
really?
Like, you know, jumping on the table and just like smacking at the computer because they have absolutely no idea what to do when it comes to a computer. It was just kind of a funny scene.
Yeah.
That would be like me. I'd be like, what? My computer. I don't
okay, understand. Let me raise the mic a little bit because I'm getting a message here that we're too low.
Okay.
But now I'm getting like distortion and stuff, so I don't know what's going on, but we'll fix it.
Yeah, we'll figure it out.
Yeah,
again,
just turn
like
up
I
your
said,
volume
just
a little
bear
bit.
With us. Sorry.
Yeah. You see, the problem
is that we
hardly have time to really work on it because the show's going on back to back all day, you know.
Right. Well,
so
yeah.
We
after this,
bit.
We gotta hightail it out of here for the the next setup. So.
Right. So during the day, there's not much time to play with it, and we only got it last night, you know. So we played with it a little bit, but I think Steve was calling in, St. Louis Steve. So call us back if you want.
Yeah.
I don't know. The mics are too low, but when I turn them up. It's
then it kind of sounds a little different.
Yeah, it's distorted, you know.
Yeah.
You start hearing a distortion here. Actually, wait, this sounds good, you know? Okay, let's
Does
try.
It? That
louder.
Sounds okay.
Okay,
can,
let's try.
I can
that.
Hear myself more.
Yeah.
It's it sounds a little bit different, but
okay.
It's okay.
Good. Okay, so
check,
now
check.
It's fine.
1-2-1-2
Here's the phone call. Let's see. Good morning. You're on the air. Go ahead. Steve? Hello?
Oh, we can't hear him. Turn it up this way. I can sort of hear him, but it sounds really low.
Hello? No, there's just somebody in the background. Hold on a second. Yeah, he's hearing us in the background. We can't hear him, huh? Hold on a second here.
Oh, that is us.
It is us in the background. There, you see? I mean, what the hell? It's like if we could hear what's going on in the background, we should have heard what he said, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then he hung up.
Oh, boy.
Oh, boy.
What's going on here?
Today is an interesting day.
It really is, man. Well, I figured it reminds me of the first day we were, like, doing the show, you know, and it's like you try to figure it all out.
Oh,
hello,
for sure.
Steve? Steve, why can't we hear you, man? I can hear the stuff in the background. Look, if I lower the volume here, maybe he can't hear us? Steve, can you hear us?
Blink once if you can. Blink twice if no.
Yeah, actually, you know what? It's not. I can see that it's not working here. He can't hear us.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. What a show, huh, guys? We're giving you a great
Hello?
Time.
Hello?
Steve?
Hello?
Can you hear us?
No, he can't
Hello?
Hear us.
Hello? Hello? No.
Okay, I'm hanging this up because it's not working. Wow.
Huh.
Okay, we need to figure this out. Okay, well, what kind of a show is
hey,
this?
Hey, you know
man?
What? At least we don't have a guest in the studio. Could you imagine?
I know.
Like, at least we're breaking through all this now before we're like... Oh.
Yeah.
Somebody's mic isn't working. It's okay.
Yeah. Okay, I'm not going to answer. Let me write to my engineer.
Yeah. Well, see, that's a problem because our guest is calling in.
Right. Oh, yeah, that's true. Oh, wow.
This could be really bad, actually. Maybe it would have been better to have a guest in the studio.
I know. My God.
Uh-oh.
We got to fix this. Well, I don't know what to do. Let's go on with the show. But yeah, what are we going to do with the guest? I'm not going to sit here online and troubleshoot this right now, you know.
Hmm.
Yeah, that's weird. Let's try it one more time. Steve, can you hear us? Yeah, that's one thing we didn't test here. Steve.
Hmm.
But how is it that we hear us in the background? Well, oh, he can't hear us. That's what it
right.
is. Okay.
We can hear him, but he can't hear us.
Right.
Is there something that's not like plugged in, maybe? Like,
and it's
I
not
don't
about
know.
A, yeah, I mean, obviously something's not wired correctly here. But I'm not sure where. Let me see.
Let's see.
Okay, guys, you can tune out if you want, because I don't know what the hell is going on here.
Yeah,
but, you know, we have to do this. Yeah, so we'll spend the next 5 minutes preparing for our guest here. I totally won't be prepared for what's going on here, you know.
Oops.
Okay, let me see. Let me check this real quick here, and I'll see what's going on. Yeah, well, this seems to work.
Anyways.
All right. I don't want to go off the air, though, you know, because that would be cool.
Yeah. Oh, wait, that's Skype.
I know. Well, I'm just playing with it a little
bit. Okay.
I just wanted to see if this works, you know.
Would it work if she Skyped us? Is that
a
possibility? No? Okay.
No. The same thing. Well, if she calls, she can't hear us. We'll just have to do it some other time. I don't know what else to do, you know.
Yeah. I'm so bummed out.
I know, me too. What is going on? Okay. Well, we're going to have to fix it. So you know what we'll do? I think what we're going to do, Mia, is take a break here, because we're not going to be able to hear your guest anyway.
Right.
Maybe you can text her to call us in 15 minutes or something.
Okay.
What I want to do is go off the air and fix this, because we're not being entertaining at all.
Yeah, no. I know. I'm here. I'm like looking at things I don't understand. I'm like trying to push in plugs. I'm
right.
like, I keep hitting the mic with my head. I'm like, oh my gosh.
Yeah, I know. And we need to fix this for the rest of the day too. So So this being the first show, we're the ones who are suffering from this. So guys, stay tuned. We're going to put some music on, and we'll try to come back as soon as we can.
Get ready for the most popular morning show anywhere on the internet. You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Mia right here on LA Talk Radio. If you'd like to take part in the show today, give us a call at 323-203-0815. And now your program hosts, Sam and Mia.
All right, guys, we're back, and we're hoping it's better. I don't know. I mean, it's, at least we know that now our callers will be able to hear us, which is important.
Okay, that's good.
Yeah. So this reminds me of, like, the first day, you know, when we started broadcasting.
Oh, yeah, what
everything.
Was that like, the very
that,
first day?
That was,
day.
Like, amazing, man. I mean, I couldn't even tell you, you know. Like I said, we were up on a high-rise downtown, so everybody was, like, aware of what's going on and stuff. And here, Steve's calling in, so let's take him real quick. And if your guest calls, you can tell her to call in a few minutes.
All right.
Hi, Steve. Can you hear us now?
Good morning.
How
all
are
the way
you?
From St. Louis. I hear you. Yay.
Do you believe it, man? I mean, it feels like the first day, you know? I mean, I'm feeling like...
this is good. This is real live music. I mean, real live radio in action.
There you go, you know? And I mean, we tried, but... It's like with everything else, you know, if you don't, unless you go live, you don't really know what the problems are, you know.
Yeah,
so,
I hear you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So you've been
like
in radio, you know.
What Mia was talking about with the files, you got to hit it a little bit and then find the files.
That's true, yeah. But how you doing, Steve? Everything okay in St. Louis?
Yeah, we're super. We're all excited for the World Series. This is Game 1 of World Series. It's in Boston tonight, and the Cardinals don't come home till Saturday.
Oh.
But we hope that we start the World Series off with a win tonight.
You think you guys are going to take the prize this time?
Yeah, we're flying high. You know, so, but I don't, you never know. The game is very, you know, it's like a flip of a coin. You never know what's going to happen.
That's
in
true.
The game.
And there's a lot of games, too, so it's hard to know until,
yeah.
Well,
yeah,
that's
well,
cool.
You guys got a great show. I just wanted to call in and And so now I feel like I helped with solving your problem so you can get
You did.
Yes.
Man.
Oh, my gosh. We would have been
you
totally
lost. If I wouldn't
have
been trying earlier, you
out.
Wouldn't have known you had the problem.
That's true. Exactly.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
Okay.
We said we were glad you called. So thank
you, Steve. Probably got other stuff to talk about than to talk to me.
Tell me something. You've been in radio, too, huh?
Sure. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, are you still on the air there in St. Louis?
The Space is the Place radio program out of UMSL, UMSLradio.com.
Oh, okay, I see. Okay, so we can hear you there?
Yeah,
oh,
right.
Okay, sounds good.
Yeah, my radio program show is called Space is the Place.
Oh, wow, what's it about, space?
Well, when it first started, it was more like kind of giving updates with all the NASA missions, and we were all excited about moon stuff, and then things stopped with going to the moon, so now we're focusing on Mars, so, you know,
Well,
that's the place to go now.
Sounds interesting,
I used to always
man.
Say to everybody, when somebody would say, where are you going? I said, I'm going to the moon. So now I say, I'm going to Mars.
There you go. Well,
that's
sounds good to me.
One of my dreams.
Yeah, maybe in our lifetime.
My wife doesn't really want me to go, but I think I'm going to try and get on the list of people to go.
Yeah, I'm sure. Not in this lifetime, man. I'm sure there's a lot of people ahead of us.
Right.
But at any rate, Steve, thank you so much, man. Thanks for being a listener.
Yes, we
Steve
appreciate
has listened.
You guys got a good show.
Yeah.
I'll be listening.
Steve has been listening for a long time, and you're a great fan, and we love
you.
Man. So thanks for calling in and checking in with us.
Okay.
All right.
Have a good one.
You too. Bye-bye.
Thanks, you too.
Wow. So, okay, so did you tell the guest you can call in now?
Yes. So she should be calling within the next few minutes or so.
Tell us how you know this guest. Is she like a friend of yours?
Yes, I actually met her through, she does... She's a singer. She has an amazing voice. But I met her through. She does this. She calls it glam rock, and it's very cool. She designs all these cool, like leather jackets with like the studs and spikes on them.
Oh,
and
wow.
Actually, what's funny is, if you look on our website and you post you click on where I have my bio.
Right.
The picture where I'm wearing that purple dress, and then I'm actually wearing the headphones that are all like blinged out with all the glittery stuff. The dress is actually hers, and so are the headphones. That was actually, and she took that photo too. She has like a legit camera, and she, she's into photography as well. This girl does everything.
Yeah, it sounds like.
But
it.
Yeah, she's the one that took that photo of me. I was standing on her balcony. She had a room at the, I think it was like the Beverly Hilton, because she was, she had like her like fashion showcase there and everything, so.
Cool. Here, she's calling in.
Yay.
There. Good morning. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Good morning. This is Marla.
Yes, Marla. Good morning. Welcome to the show. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. You calling us from Canada?
I'm calling you from sunny, beautiful Vancouver.
Oh, yeah. You see, I recognize the area code. You know how I know area codes? I used to be a telephone operator when I was 20 years old.
That's
like forever ago, right? But the thing is that we had to, the operator where you dial zero, that's when I would come on. I was in Vegas living at the time.
Wow.
And so you had to learn all the area codes, So I still
so
know
you
them.
You know Miss 604.
There you go. There you go. So, Marla, tell us, how do you pronounce your last name for us?
My last name is pronounced Galoyne.
Okay, that's
Marla
what we thought.
Marla Galoyne.
That's what we thought. So, Marla, do you live in Canada, or what are you doing there? Are you visiting Vancouver?
Well, I'm a bit of a nomad, and I have been for several years. I kind of live between Vancouver, a little bit in L.A., and really... I just kind of started following my career wherever it took me, and so last year I actually sold my home here in Vancouver, and I'm just kind of going with the flow of life at the moment. I'm in Vancouver for the fall. I'm producing a new show. It's online. My family's up here, so I came back to do some producing here. And yeah, and in the fall, in the new year, I'll probably be back at LA a bit. And yeah.
Sounds good. Awesome. So were you born and raised there in Vancouver then, if your family's there?
Born and raised in Vancouver, yeah.
Wow, what a beautiful
place. My mom's cousin moved to Laguna Beach when she was quite young. And so when I was probably, I think I was about six, I had my first mani-pedi in Laguna Beach. My love affair with California began.
Oh, wow.
That's so cute.
Yeah, it's quite different, but Vancouver's beautiful. You know, I don't know anybody that doesn't like Vancouver who's been there. And
it's pretty good.
It's beautiful. So you come down here to LA sometimes too? I guess you do.
I love LA. I'm like madly in love with it. And as an entertainer, the industry is in Los Angeles. So I've spent a lot of time in LA over the last couple of years. And I really, you know, my intention is at some point to make that my full-time home. Life's a process, life's a journey, so I'm just happy to be where I am right now.
That's true, yeah, for sure. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, so I guess she was in town because she took pictures of you and everything. So,
where we met when she was in LA.
So, mm-hmm. Mia was describing you as totally like multi-talented and stuff. So, let's find out about some of the things that you do. First of all, you're a singer, right? You're a musician?
I am.
Okay, sounds good. So we looked up some of your songs here on YouTube, and maybe we'll play a sample or two.
Cool.
Yeah. Now, which one do you like? I mean, what do you recommend that we listen
to? Well, it's interesting because as a singer, like I've been singing since I was, you know, a very young child, like 3 or 4, and I've always been madly in love with music and storytelling and just the imagery that, you know, came with music for me.
Right.
And so when I was, you know, young, I grew up in a really musical family. So there was a lot of different kinds of music influences. My dad was, you know, into jazz. And, but at the same time, growing up, I was born in 1983, which makes me 30 and 40. but basically, the influences of hip hop and pop culture and all this, you know, everything has made it so that I love all kinds of music. And when you look at my catalog of music, you can really hear those differences and those different influences. But my first album is like soul, blues, funk, and jazz, and was produced with an amazing legendary jazz producer here in Canada, Miles Black.
Mm-hmm.
And my second album was produced with a hip-hop producer from Interscope named Damn Joint. So the music styles on the two albums are very, very different.
Wow, that's interesting.
Like I said, I just kind of enjoy, you know, creating and being expressive. And every song I've ever either written and or produced, it's represented the exact place in my life where I was. So
right, yeah. No, I mean, you know, if you have a diverse taste in music and stuff, then you always have something new and original to come up with, you know. And many artists, every song sounds the same, you know. So mm-hmm.
Right.
Yeah. So
for me, I think it was really, it's interesting, like my music, for me, I am a multidisciplined artist. I am a singer and a writer. I'm also a video, like film editor and custom wardrobe designer. And for me, it looks, you know, to everyone else that I do a bunch of different things. But for me as an artist and just for me as a person, I've always done all these things. And, so they are all connected. And when I am writing lyrics, you know, in my mind's eye, I can already see the scene and the way that the video, you know, would present the story. And in that same, you know, token, I can see the clothes. And that's kind of how this whole fashion collection began. It was myself trying to design and customize clothes for my own photo shoots in my music video that I produced last year.
Sounds good to me. So let's play a little clip here. How about the song, What Do You Say? It's
It's an old classic.
Is it? Really?
And I wrote this song actually in the very room that I'm sitting in right now. I'm at my sister's house, and in this room I was on my guitar and looking out the window, and this is the song that I wrote. You know, it's that kind of romantic, you know, nostalgic feeling that you just want someone to be the one.
Right.
So that's what that is.
I see. Okay, so let's go ahead and play that. Yeah, I see. It's like from 4 years ago and stuff. So,
yeah.
So that's a classic, you say, right?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. What's going on here now? Oh, there we go.
Here. Okay.
What do you say? If I ask you to climb a mountain, what do you say? If I ask you to sail an ocean,
this is a problem with the audio.
I need to keep asking these questions, 'cause my heart will always keep on dreaming of a man who always takes life's chances to live a life full of no regret. What do you say? What do you say when we're old and gray? And I wanna go and do something. Will you leave what you're doing and come with me, come with me, come with me? So won't you come with me, come with me, come with me? 'Cause I gotta go and do something. So won't you come with me, come with me, come with me? 'Cause I gotta go and get out of here. What do you say? What do you say? Won't you come with me, come with me, come with me? What do you say? What do you say?
Wow. Marla Gulloin, sounds good to me, man. It's
awesome.
Yeah, so this whole, I mean, you managed to put together a whole song with mainly a guitar. And it sounds it sounds amazing, you know, because it's hard to pull off to make a song, you know, full and everything with just the guitar.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
But yeah, I mean, it's so how would you, what kind of genre would you describe this song as, Marla?
I mean, that's just it. There's like, it's funny, like in a matter of two albums, I think I hit like 9 genres of music.
Right.
I would say that's probably singer-songwriter,
Right. No, but I meant this
one of the reasons
song.
I went into the second album trying to create a different sound was because I personally, I always like to write these slower, kind of sad, romantic, happy songs, but I enjoy to go out and dance, and I really wanted to bring some energy and some entertainment to the music so that I could dance for my audiences when I perform. So that's the second album.
Okay. So it's more like a dance album?
It depends on what people like.
It's very different from the that voicemail song.
Right. So
yeah,
I love that one.
So I mean, what? Because I'm trying to find more songs of yours, Marla. And there's a lot of videos here, and I don't know which one to play. I mean, do you want us to play some of the newer,
well? Why don't we?
Stuff?
Why don't I request the title track? This Is Me, off my second album. It's called This Is Me, the extended cut on iTunes, and the title track I actually wrote. It's really actually significant song to me. My sister, my oldest sister, Krista, she is a silver medalist Canadian rower from last summer's Olympics.
Oh,
and
wow.
So she was on this amazing journey to the Olympics that consisted, you know, of 10 years of training and sacrifices and dedication to this dream. And when we were, you know, coming into the year of the Olympics, it was in February, actually, that I went into the studio and wrote the lyrics and music with Jem Joints for this song, which already was a celebration song. Mm. So in what I was doing was I was, you know, believing it forward to the point where there was no doubt that she was going to be a champion and on the other side of the challenge. And it's really amazing because we wrote this in February and recorded it, and it went to iTunes in, I believe, June.
Uh-huh.
And the Olympics were in August. And so when I released the song, the whole Canadian Olympic team, all the girls who I've known for years and my sister and just those around us, it became this anthem for, you know, this whole journey and the struggle, but also the accomplishment of the medal. So it's really interesting because it's not just for my sister, it's for anyone who, you know, dreams big and wants to accomplish something and stands up in the face of any challenges and makes it happen.
Right. So you want to get a message across with your music, too. It's not just for the fun of it, but you want people to think about it.
For sure. And it's interesting. Yesterday, I've done a lot of fashion in the last year. I have this custom collection called Glamrock.
Right.
And it has over 250 pieces. And I've worked so, you know, hard on that all year, but more recently, I have come back to music, and I'm going in the studio to record a Christmas single. But yesterday when I was rehearsing and just kind of going through a tentative set list for a Christmas show, I was thinking to myself, you know, what matters to me is that the meaning and the stories behind, you know, the music that I sing, the clothes that I make, the films that I'm a part of, I just want, you know, I want it to be positive, and I do want it to be meaningful.
Right.
I'm not one of those artists that, you know, will do or say anything to cause a stir and get attention. I really do want to just be truthful and genuine to what it is that I feel inspiring, you know. And that's what music does for people. It inspires and connects people to, you know, a sense of greater good.
That's true.
And I love that.
I know. I love that, too. Although sometimes I don't think too much about the music. I just sit back and enjoy it, you know. And I think there's different ways to enjoy music. And that's why.
For sure.
Yeah. And so you also have the clothing line.
Glamrock.
Yeah, Glamrock.
And it's so awesome.
Yeah. So give people a...
Seriously, it's like anybody that sees it, like everybody has the same reaction for the first time when they, you know, walk in and see all this stuff that you have. Everyone's like, oh my God, this is amazing.
Wow. Where do you find all this time, Marla, to do all this?
Well, it's funny because Glamrock by Marla Gloin is the name of the collection, but it's interesting because... as I said before, it was in preparation for a photo shoot and my music video for my single Voicemail that I really started, you know, allowing myself to express myself and make clothes and accessories. And the first wave of glam rock was on a random Sunday morning when I woke up like 7 a.m. and I was wide awake. And I threw on my flip-flops, and I went downtown L.A. to the Fashion District, and I got a bunch of, you know, materials. And I came home, and I literally took out every single bra in my apartment.
Uh-huh.
And over the next 17 hours, I worked straight. I was so inspired. And I hand-embellished 12 bras that were just over the top and amazing.
Wow.
And that was the birth of glam rock in my best friend's apartment.
Yeah.
But it's interesting because every single piece in my collection, what's unique about glam rock is that every single piece is one of a kind.
Yeah.
Everything is custom.
That's true. So no two people have the same thing.
And it's also like, I think it's really, really what's been the most powerful response is that people recognize and can relate to what glam rock really stands for. So the clothing, you know, it's glamour and rock and roll, but for me, as a person who's moved to LA or you know, has been working towards my career as a performer and entertainer, it's the aspiration of glamour, but with the real life grit of Hollywood.
Sounds good. Well
so
said.
It's that edgy danger, but still the glamour and the beauty. And so it's the truth, really, is because
right.
You know what? The career of a singer and a model or a performer or whoever it is that you are, when you're in front of the camera, you know, to the mass, it looks so glamorous, but
right.
There really is a lot of grit.
That's
to
true.
The, mm-hmm. The
That's
journey.
True. Behind the yeah. scenes, for sure.
And didn't, like, Shakira or something wear one of your pieces in The Voice? Like, you've had some pretty big people wear your stuff, right?
I've had such an amazing year, yeah. For glam rock, it was just, it's interesting because, you know, I've always been a believer you have to push your dreams forward. And when I was getting ready to come back to Canada, actually, I realized this was probably in January, March, April, May. And I realized how much stuff I had actually made, and it was crazy. So what I did is I merchandised out a hotel room, mm-hmm. and I invited very specific people that I thought may be interested in seeing this collection. And the woman that came, it was the beginning of a huge chapter for me because her name is Pierre Bloodwell, mm-hmm. and she's the director and owner of the biggest showroom in Beverly Hills that caters to huge television productions and, you know, major A-list celebrities. And so she came, and as Mia said, when people walk in, it's a real physical reaction
right.
that people get to the collection, and she was in love with it. So the very next day, my collection was pulled for Jennifer Lopez and Shakira. So that was really exciting start,
I'm sure,
and
yeah.
And since then it's just been, you know, the clothes are made, you know, by me with my performer's perspective, so they're specifically perfect for anyone who's in an entertainer's kind of role,
right.
because they're all custom, they're all one of a kind, and they're all glamorous and rock star.
Sounds good, yeah. I mean,
so,
I can
yeah.
tell. Because there's a couple of pictures of you here on YouTube, and I can see this leather stuff you're wearing and that, and it looks very sexy. So, and I imagine the dancers next to you, that's probably your line as well, right? On the stage?
I'm not sure which photo, but
oh.
But definitely, you know, the best place to take in my photos are on my Instagram account. And
okay.
I've been so blessed and lucky. I started working with... he's also my best friend in LA, but he's a celebrity fashion photographer, Odyssey Barbu. Mm-hmm. And he is literally, he's so talented, and all of the artwork and all the photography, or the majority anyhow, on my site has been shot by him, over the last year and a half. So
okay.
It's been cool because I've been so consistent with, you know, working with him that now my website and my body of work is actually a representation of his talent, and all the people that, you know, are on the glam rock squad.
Right.
Everyone has just been, you know, part
Great.
Of it. So.
Okay, well, Marla, we are running out of time. I wanted you to tell everybody how they can get a hold of the collection of you if they want to find out more about it.
Thank you. Yeah, no, anyone and everyone can go to Glam Rock by Marla Galloyne. Or, sorry. I'm like screwing up my own website. It's it's Marla, glamrockwithmarlag.com.
Okay.
Or people can find me all over the web. I'm loving Pinterest these days, Instagram and Twitter and Facebook, of course. You can just find me at Marla Galoin, MarlaGuloien.
Sounds good. Awesome. I see something here on Facebook about Krista Gula. Is this your sister or something? Like
that's
in the Olympics?
Sister, yeah.
Yeah, wow. I figured because you were talking about the Olympics and I see a Canadian flag and stuff. So that's cool.
Well, both my sisters are actually very accomplished athletes for Canada. My other sister is a cyclist as well. And they're inspiring and incredible and, you know, part of the reason that I'm so driven. And I'm just,
awesome.
I'm excited and blessed in my life and try and remember that every day, you know.
Sounds good. Marla Galoin, thank you so much for joining us. And
thanks, Sam. Thanks, Mia.
Just briefly, in a minute, how did you guys meet, Mia?
We actually met through Pieces of Ass.
Oh,
we
did.
I did a photo shoot with all the girls and the Odyssey Barbu, the photographer she was talking about, and we were wearing the glam rock style.
Oh, wow. Yeah. How cool. There you go. You see,
it's really exciting, actually. And, Mia, I haven't even filled you in quite yet, but because it's a brand new series. But basically, also, you were asking about how people can find me. My new project that I'm working on throughout the fall is called The Glam Rock Social with Marla Galoin. And basically, every Tuesday, Thursday, I'm going to be putting up new feature articles on our glam rock girls, as well as, you know, some of our other favorite people. And then our fans and audience actually get to request information, questions. They can suggest whatever it is that they want to see from that guest on Thursday.
Okay.
So, Mia, yours truly will be coming up as one of our glam rock girl features.
Wow.
We'll be doing
that's
an
exciting
interview with her.
Yeah, sounds good. Sounds good. Okay, Marla, thank you so much. All the best to you. You're very talented, very interesting, and we wish you nothing but
the
best.
Thanks for having me.
Of course, of course.
Okay, you
and
guys.
Whenever you're in L.A., stop by. I mean, you're beautiful. I'd love to meet you in person.
Yeah, for sure. We definitely have to have her here in person to make up for all the technical difficulties.
No
all right.
problem. Thank all you guys so much. It was a pleasure.
Okay, Marla, thank you.
Bye, darling.
All right, bye.
Yeah, that's cool. All right, well, we are just about out of time, so I want to thank everybody for your patience and bearing with us and stuff, and we'll work on it some more tonight to work out the bugs and everything.
Yeah.
It's just a question of, you know, I mean, we went into such sophisticated equipment that it takes a while to learn it. You
right.
know, there's a learning curve and stuff.
But
at any rate, thanks to our guests. Thanks to Steve calling from St. Louis.
Yes,
and
that was a huge help.
Thank you, Mia.
Thank you.
And we're out of here.
You have been listening to Sam in the Morning with Mia, which airs every Monday through Friday from 10 to 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. If you have a question for the show, or if you'd like to inquire about sponsorship opportunities, please send an email along to sam@latalkradio.com. Sam in the Morning with Mia is a production of LA Talk Radio, where we say what we want.